Chapter 17. Three days earlier, Lona had bid farewell to Garf Oatsrock at the broad stream bend. The last he saw of the otter was Garfo singing loud ballads about food, or the lack of it, paddling back upstream to the northeast country. Lona had enjoyed his time at the garrulous otter aboard his boat Beetle Butt. The big badger felt lonely as he trudged off into Mossflower. But soon his loneliness was replaced by rage, as he remembered the pitiful bodies of the two dead shrews. Before they parted, he and Garfo had buried them on the bankside. All that day, the scar across Lona's face felt sore and tight. His head ached whenever he thought of Ragabole and his murderous crew, and his back wound began bothering him, causing him to limp as he pressed doggedly onward. The woodlands were quiet and peaceful, with sun-dappled green light cascading through the overhead foliage. Distant bird song sounded muted. Bees droned lazily in the midday calm. Lona ignored the beauties of nature, his eyes constantly darting from side to side, paws ever ready to seek bow and shafts. At mid-noon, the big striped dog halted by a rippling brook in a mossy sward. Resting a while, he ate sparingly from the sea otter's food pack, a crust of nut bread, some fine ripe cheese, and a few scallions he found growing nearby, and drank deeply from the brook. Still sitting with his footpaws in the water, Lona washed his face, then leaning forward, immersed his head for several long intervals. The cold, clear brook water refreshed him greatly. He stood up to leave, rubbing the small of his back and swaying from side to side, testing the limp in his footpaw to judge how it was feeling. A sense that he was being watched came over Lona. Continuing his exercises, he spoke out in a voice loud enough for any eavesdropper to hear.
"'Tis not good manners to spy on a beast. Come out and show yourself.
Don't be afraid, you can see I'm no sea rat."
An elderly female squirrel clad in a russet and yellow tunic dropped out of the trees, landing right in front of him. She was a perky, cheerful-looking creature, but he could see by the way she toted a small javelin she was ready for anything. Looking him up and down, she chattered boldly away.
"Traha, me could tell you wasn't sea ratter, or a marra big beast. Your back be hurted?"
Completely disarmed, Lona smiled ruefully.
"Just a bit, ma'am, but 'tis getting better by the day, thank you. My name is Lona Bowstripe."
The squirrel bobbed him a neat curtsy.
"Me's Figgerlock Twigbender. Pleasing to meet ya. I fix your back, Lona. Follow me."
Lona took an immediate liking to Figgerlock, following her without question. She was so very swift that he had to hurry to keep up. Figgerlock halted alongside a big ancient hornbeam tree and began giving rapid orders.
"Cedar branch sticking out up above. Me want to jump up and grab it tight. Chuck-a-hoo. Better take off of that big bow and arrows. Chee! How'd you make that? Cut a yew tree down and pour a string on it. That a big bow, sure enough."
Lona smiled at her observation. When he took off his bow, it stood near three times the height of Figgerlock. Placing his quiver of arrows to one side, he leaped up, grabbed the hornbeam limb, and hung there dangling. The branch was quite stout enough to hold his weight.
"Is this all right, ma'am? What do I do now?"
Figgerlock walked around him.
"You just hang there like a hupple. Are you plenty strong, Lona?"
He stared down at her.
"Aye, strong enough."
Figgerlock jumped up and sat on Lona's footpaws, facing him. She grabbed his legs to steady herself.
"Keep your paws still now, big beast. Don't you kick me off."
Figgerlock began jerking Lona back and forth, using him like a swing.